Well, good evening and welcome to Vandals football here on WKRV as we get set to get this one underway in just a couple of minutes. We are in Verdon tonight, North Mac High School, as Vandals, who are 7-0 on the season, get set to take on the North Mac Panthers, who come in at 2-5 on the year. Well, Vandals football is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling, grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop. They're locally owned and operated business. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. Also presented by Shelley's Burger Station. They're known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a great breakfast menu. That's Shelley's. It offers dine-in, outside seating, drive-through, and carry-out are available at Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So the Vandals come into tonight at 7-0 on the season. North Mac comes into this one 2-5 on the year. A couple of things, a couple of statistics to pass along as we get set for this one here tonight. Connor DePue is now the all-time leader in Vandal football history with the most games of 100 or more receiving yards. He has 13. Marcus Zimmerman had 11 in his high school career. Connor DePue, now the all-time leader in Vandals football history, the most receiving touchdowns in a career. He has 42. Zimmerman had 40 during his high school career. Connor also currently sets second to Marcus Zimmerman all-time for receiving yards by a Vandal. He currently has 2,712 yards in his career on 112 receptions. Also, Quentin Stumball has moved into fourth place all-time in passing yards, and he will likely move into third place all-time here tonight. Well, the Vandals won the toss, but they deferred, so they will kick off to North Mac to start us here tonight. So the Vandals and the North Mac Panthers, Vandals on turf again tonight. This is the third game of the year in the regular season on turf, and very possible, depending on where the Vandals go and what direction they go, that they could end up with turf in the postseason as well. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away to get us underway here tonight. So the Vandals and the North Mac Panthers. Just about set to get underway here in this one, as North Mac runs out of the huddle and are ready to go. They have an excellent setup here, without question. An excellent setup, and they have a visitor's press box where I'm at on the east side of the field. West side is their home stands and their home press box. The only thing that's a little janky about where they're set up here is seeing the scoreboard. It's a little bit of a funny angle to see the scoreboard. But other than that, it is a primo setup here, no doubt. It's small college setup level with everything they've got set up here in North Mac. So it is an excellent facility, without question. And I have talked to many people about their turf, and it is A-plus level turf on the field. So a very, very nice setup. So the Vandals are in their road white jerseys, red numbers, and red pants with the white stripes. North Mac, they have on the navy blue jerseys, white numbers, and then the Carolina blue for the pants. And their helmets are kind of a little bit darker shade of Carolina blue. And they have one of my favorites, they have the numbers on the helmets. Also on the uniform, but they have the numbers on the helmets. Nope, I apologize. That's an N. I thought they had numbers on there for a second. But they have the N on the helmets. And the Vandals set to kick off. Cole Durbin set to kick it away to the North Mac Panthers to get us underway here tonight. It is a deep kick back to about the 15. Now they hand it off. North Mac on the return will get it out to about the 29-yard line. And that will be Keegan Miller with the return. And that is where North Mac will take over. North Mac's offense, they have put up some pretty good numbers offensively. They throw the ball pretty well. A couple games into the season, they went to the sophomore quarterback, Carson Powell. And they have several guys who catch passes for them. So a pretty good offense. They run from the spread. Two receivers are lined up right, one left. They are going right to left here in this opening quarter. Their quarterback, Powell, he takes the snap, hands it off, and maybe a yard picked up straight through the middle. That was number 16, Caden Casey. He is one of their guys, Casey and Deering, kind of the guys that carry the football for him the most for the North Mac Panthers. Second down and nine. They do pick up a yard ahead to their own 30. Second down and nine, just underway in this one, the Vandals and the North Mac Panthers. Snap back and hands it off again. A little flea flicker, flips it back to Powell. He's in trouble, and the Vandals are going to sack him back at the 20. They flip. Casey flipped to another man, then he flipped it to the quarterback, Powell, trying to get a little misdirection from the Vandals' defense. It did not work. Several Vandals were in on that tackle for the sack. Among them, Caden Osborne and Cole Yarborough back there. And it will bring up a third down and 20. So third and 20 for North Mac back at their own 20-yard line. Powell takes the snap, drops back the pass, under some pressure, steps up, and he's going to be brought down. And that would be another sack as he's short of the 20. So about a two-yard loss, so it's going to bring up a fourth down and 22. So the Vandals able to get some pressure into the grill of Powell on this first drive. So Casey back to punt. Vandals two men deep, and they're right about the 50. And that is Jordan Colburn and Connor DePew. Casey back to punt. It's a bad snap. He has to go and get it. Does get it away. It is caught by Colburn at the 50. He's able to get away from one tackler, now two. He's to the 45, to the 40, to the 35 when he's tripped up. So Colburn made something out of it. Got about 15 yards, and the Vandals with good field position to get us underway here tonight. So the Vandals' first possession will be with a short field. They'll mark it all the way to the 32, so about an 18-yard return out of the gate for Colburn. So first and 10 for the Vandals from the North Mac 32. The Vandals are going to go. That's a tighter formation. Saw that a couple of times last week. They go with a tighter formation, just bunching the receivers in closer to the line of scrimmage. And Stumball puts a man in motion. They will give it to Colburn. He's got some room in front of him. Not a whole lot, though. It gets to about the 29 where he's brought down, a pickup of about three. So they bunch in the lines. They put the man in motion, kind of on the sweep going from right to left for Colburn. And he gets ahead. They're going to mark it at the 30. So this is a two-yard gain, second down and eight. Second down and eight for the Vandals from the North Mac 30-yard line. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. And the Vandals in that bunched up. Now they put the man in motion. It's Connor DePew. He gets to the outside looking for some room. Stutter steps, finds it. 20, 15, 10, 5, near corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Connor DePew. The field is clean, and it will be a 30-yard touchdown run from Connor DePew. So the Vandals on the board, their second play from scrimmage, a 30-yard touchdown run from Connor DePew. This comes at the 9:01 mark here in the first quarter. And the Vandals will get set with their point after attempt. A nice run to start it off there, Connor DePew, on that sweep getting to the outside. Snap is back, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Vandals take the early 7-0 lead. 7-0, the Vandals on top, 3 minutes into this one. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer for a new John Deere or for parts or service. Stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Touchdown sponsors here tonight. Touchdown brought to you in part by Stumball's Heating and Air. They've been around for more than 100 years. Stumbaugh is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Shorter kick. North Mac catches it at the 25, and they get it ahead to about the 30. And that's where their offense will take over for their second possession of the night. The Vandals lead it 7-0. Touchdown run from Connor DePue, a 30-yard touchdown run. Gets the Vandals on the board to start this one off. First down and 10 for North Mac from their own 30-yard line. Second possession, pretty much in the same spot they were the first time. They were at their own 29. Powell with two men in the backfield with him. He's got one receiver on each side. He takes the snap, hands it off, and the running back brought down at the line of scrimmage. That is number one, Kevin Bricker. Bricker will get some carries. They also throw to him a little bit, and no gain on that play, so it's second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the North Mac Panthers from their own 30-yard line. Quarterback Powell, two men in the backfield with him, Casey and Bricker, takes the snap, spins, rolling right, under pressure, and the Vandals are going to bring him down for a sack. Back at the 25-yard line, I believe that was Caden Osborne back there, came up with the sack. And that's going to take him all the way back. Where is he at? The 21-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and about 19. So a third and 19 coming up for the North Mac Panthers. Powell from the shotgun, three receivers wide left. He rolls left, looking to get it away. He's under pressure, rolling, just going to get out of bounds. And he gets out of bounds at about the 20, maybe the 21. So it's going to bring up a fourth down at about 20 coming up. And North Mac will be forced to punt again. So the Vandals have got some heat on him anytime he's dropped back to pass tonight. Between the tackles, the Vandals have been extremely tough this year against the run and now getting some pressure on the quarterback. So a fourth and 22, North Mac will be forced to punt. DePue and Colbert wait to receive. They're at about the 50. Waiting on the snap back to Casey. They had a little trouble with the snap the first time. This one's low, but he's able to get it away. Good kick. Colburn catches it at the 50, avoids one tackle. Still on his feet to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and that's where he's brought down, and that's where the Vandals take over. So close to the same spot. We've had a lot of deja vu all over again so far tonight with where the Vandals have had the ball both times. Same thing for North Mac. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the North Mac 35-yard line. Looks like the Vandals will go with more of their traditional spread this time and open it up a little bit more. Three receivers will line up to the left side of the field. That is Casey, Colburn, and McDowell to the left. McCarty lines up to the right. Pistol formation for Stumbaugh. He takes the snap, flips it out to Hinton, who's able to break a tackle, trying to find some room. He's able to do so to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hinton was in all kinds of trouble. Could have been a 10-yard loss. He was able to get free of one tackler and then was able to break on free and get into the end zone for the touchdown. So Connor DePue with the touchdown. I think I said Hinton. My apologies, but it... Connor DePue with the touchdown from Stumbaugh to DePue, who was in all kinds of trouble and able to take that one in for the touchdown at the 7-12 mark here in the first quarter. Snap is back. The kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals extend the lead to 14-0. So the Vandals now lead it 14-0, 7-12 remaining In this opening quarter, we'll take a break on WKRV.
Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated specializes in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop, and they're locally owned and operated. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. That's 618-339-7239. Again, 618-339-7239 for Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Durbin's kickoff to North Mack. They're going to let it bounce back to the 10. Returned by Bricker. He's able to break a couple of tackles and gets ahead to about the 35-yard line. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So North Mac with their third possession of the night. The Vandals with a 14-0 lead. After two touchdown runs from Connor DePew. And I did say Hinton a moment ago, so I apologize for that. I had him on my mind watching the play. This is the quarterback taking the snap, hands it off, and nothing there at all. That is Keegan Miller with a carry. And he is brought down for about a yard loss. And it'll bring up second down and 11. Second and 11 for North Mac, 6:45 remaining in this opening quarter. Their quarterback, Carson Powell. North Mac going right to left here in this first quarter. They trail the Vandals 14-0. Two receivers line up right, one left. Powell puts a man in motion right to left. That is Casey. And we've got a flag, I'm assuming, a false start, and it is. So a penalty against North Mac. So North Mac with a 5-yard penalty. And it will bring up a second down and 16. So second down and 16 for North Mac. Pushing them back to the 29, their own 29-yard line. Two receivers line up left. One right, one man in the backfield with Powell. He takes the snap, rolls to his left. Looking to square his shoulders. He's under pressure. Gets a pass away. It was caught. Was he in bounds? I think he was. Yes, it was a catch for North Mac. Ahead to the 44-yard line, so it will be a first down for North Mac. So a catch ahead to the 44 on the near side of the field. A good throw from Powell. And it'll bring up a first down and 10 for North Mac from their own 44-yard line. First down and 10 from their own 44. Powell from the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Takes the snap, hands it off. Not much there at all. Run straight through the middle. That is Russell Deering. He's had some big games for them on the ground. And he picks up about a yard and a half here ahead to the 46. So it'll be second down. .5:35 remaining in this opening quarter. The Vandals lead it 14-0. Powell from the shotgun. Tighter formation this time from North Mac. They put a man in motion, Casey. They give it to him. Casey trying to find room, and there's none there. He's going to be brought down for a loss back to about the 43, I believe, on a first down. So the pass did not get the first down. They had to get that on the run just a moment ago and got just enough. But here on second down, they lose, about 3 yards in second down and 13. Back to the 43. So second down and 13 from their own 43 for North Mac. Tighter formation again here. They do put a man in motion right to left. Powell with a long count. Now looks to the sideline. Play clock down to 8. and they put in motion was Miller. Now he slides back to his original spot, right side of the field. Powell takes the snap, and his pass is incomplete. Intended receiver was Caden Casey, but it was too far to his right. And it'll bring up a third down and 13 for North Mac, 4:33 remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 14-0. Third down and 13 for North Mac. Third down and I'm not sure what the officials, there's one official pointing. Must have had the ball in the wrong spot. Looks like they did. But it is a third down and 13 for North Mac from their own 43. Three receivers line up right, one left. Powell takes the snap, drops back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, incomplete. Intended receiver was Caden Casey on the far side of the field. McCarty was the man there to cover, but it was overthrown a bit. And it'll bring up a fourth down for North Mac. 4:27 remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals have only ran, what, three plays? They have two touchdowns and lead 14-0. North Mac, when it comes to time of possession, they've definitely had the ball a lot more, so they will be punting. Vandals two men deep, DePew and Colburn. They're back at their own 30. Kick is blocked. It is blocked. It is blocked by Bryce Hartlieb, and he's going to fall on it at the 20. So Bryce Hartlieb with the blocked punt. North Mac had a little trouble on the snap, and it is blocked. Bryce Hartlieb with the blocked punt, and the Vandals will have very nice field position this time. Hartlieb took that, I tell you what, about the chest. He knocked that down and then was able to get on top of it. And it'll be at the North Mac 21-yard line. So the Vandals will have the ball at the North Mac 21. Two receivers will line up right. One left for the Vandals. Quentin Stumball looks to the sideline. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with him. It's actually three receivers to the right. Colburn, Casey, and McCarty to the right. DePew to the left. They will hand it off to Hinton. He breaks the tackle. Stays on his feet. Keeps churning down to about the 18-yard line. Pickup of about three, maybe four. And it'll bring up a second down. And about seven. Actually, only give him two on that. Second down and eight. Second down and eight for the Vandals from the North Mac 19-yard line. 3 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Vandals lead it 14-0. Three receivers again line up right, one left. The one man to the left on the far side of the field is Connor DePew. Stumball's going to run it himself. Able to break a couple of tackles, stays on his feet, and he's going to end up all the way down to the five-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Vandals down at just inside the five or right on the five. First and goal for the Vandals from the North Mac five. Two receivers line up left, one right. We'll see if the Vandals just keep it on the ground here with a first and goal from the five. Hinton in the backfield, Stumball from the pistol formation. First and goal from the five. Stumball fakes a handoff, going to keep it himself. He's got all the room in the world, far corner of the end zone, touchdown, but there is a flag down. There's a flag back at the five. It's a hold against the Vandals, so this will come back. Stumball had all the room in the world on the far side of the field, sprinted to that corner, but it will come back on a hold. So the Vandals will be pushed back. Spot of the flag is at the five. This should push them back to the 15. So it'll be a first and goal from the 15 now. Actually, it's at the 13, so the spot of the foul is about the three. So a first and goal for the Vandals from the North Mac 13. Three receivers will line up left. Casey, DePew, and Colburn. McCarty lines up right on the near side of the field. Stumball from the shotgun, hitting next to him to his left. on a first and goal from the North MAC 13. First and goal from the North MAC 13. Dunbaugh takes the snap, rolls left, squares his shoulders, pass away, caught by Casey. And Andrew will get out of bounds, believe it, about the 9-yard line on the far side of the field. Pick up a 4, maybe 5, and it'll bring up second and goal. Looks back at about the 8. So second and goal from about the 8-yard line for the Vandals. Second and goal from the 8. 2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining, first quarter. Vandals lead it 14-0. Three receivers line up right. Colburn, Casey, McCarty. One man to the left, that is DePue. Fake the handoff, Stumball keeps it himself. Quinton trying to get to the near corner of the end zone. He will get there. He is in for the touchdown. It is an 8-yard touchdown run. Quinton Stumball and the Vandals are back on the board. So Stumball, the touchdown, the 8-yard rushing touchdown at the 2:05 mark here in the first quarter. Vandals' third touchdown here in this first quarter. And Cole Durbin gets set with the extra point attempt. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Vandals extend their lead to 21-0. Take a break on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online. At your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals lead it 21-0, 2:05 remaining in the opening quarter. Cole Durbin with the kickoff, pushes North Mac's return man back to the 5. He hands it off to Bricker, and Bricker brought down at about the 15. I think they've kind of done that every time. They receive, and then they hand it off if they can, trying to get a little reversal, maybe get a little misdirection there. And North Mac is going to be pretty deep in their own territory here. First down and 10 from their own 15. So North Mac will have it first down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Their quarterback Powell from the shotgun. One receiver wide to the left. Two right, one man in the backfield with him. Powell takes the snap, hands it off. That is Deering. And not going to be much, if anything. I don't think there's anything at all there. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Tried to go straight up the middle, and nothing there. And the Vandals take care. I think Forbes was in on that tackle. I think Osborne was in that mix as well. Vandals shuffle in and out. That's been one of the great things about the Vandals' defensive line. They've got a lot of depth on that line and able to shuffle some guys in and out. Second down and basically 10. I think they give him about a half-yard gain. Just across the 15-yard line. Powell from the shotgun takes a snap, hands it off. Vandals in the backfield, and they bring down the running back. That is Keegan Miller. He basically got back to the line of scrimmage, and will bring up a third down and 9. That was Bryce Hartlieb on the tackle for the Vandals. Bryce Hartlieb got a blocked punt. Third down and 9 for the Vandals, or third down and 9 for North Mac from their own 16. Powell back to pass. He's going to fling it deep, and it's incomplete. The intended receiver on the far side of the field was Clark Sanson. Vandals had a couple of men deep with him. Kobe Lux was back there, and I believe McCarty was back there as well, and it'll bring up a fourth down. And North Mac will be forced to punt. 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Vandals leading it 21-0. Time their punter. Casey will be back at about the 4 when he receives the kick. Got it away. Caught by Colburn. Good block there by DePue. Colburn looking for room. Stutter steps and gets to the 30 on the near side of the field. So the Vandals with the football back with good field position. This is the fourth straight time they kind of had the field turn their way. In hockey, you refer to it as the ice is tilted. Well, it's kind of the same thing with football. If you get it on your side and keep working it that way, and that's what the Vandals have been able to do so far tonight. So the Vandals with a first down and 10 from the North Mac 29. Three receivers to the left, one right. Dunbar takes a snap from the pistol, drops back the pass. Now rolls, gets a pass away. It is to McCarty. He's ahead to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Corner of the end zone. Did he get there? Yes, he did. Touchdown, McCarty. Corner of the end zone, far side of the field. It is a 29-yard completion. Stumball to McCarty. That looked like a check down. He was looking for something else. Found him wide open in front of him. This comes with 19 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And the Vandals now lead it 27-0, pending the extra point. Cole Durbin set with the extra point attempt. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now lead it 28-0. 28-0, the Vandals on top. We'll take a break on WKRV.
I did, I will, I am. Just a few simple words symbolic of the growth and opportunity that alumni, high school graduates, and current students enjoy at Kaskaskia College. With dozens of rewarding career and trade programs to choose from, KC offers real-world curriculum, giving graduates every advantage for a promising career. Interested in a four-year degree? Our transfer programs can jumpstart your way to earning a bachelor's. To learn more, visit kaskaskia.edu today, because success starts here.
So the Vandals lead it 28-0 as they will get set to kick it away. The Vandals have been very efficient offensively. Ran very few plays to get to the 4 touchdowns so far. So Cole Durbin will put it up in the air. It is caught by North Mac on the return. Bricker, far side of the field, gets ahead to about the 27-yard line, I believe. And that is where the Panthers will take over. We are down to 12 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. So it will be at the 27. That's where North Mac will take over. The North Mac will have it at their own 27-yard line, 12 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Powell, their quarterback, he has two receivers lined up to his right, one left from the spread formation, one man in the backfield with him. That is Keegan Miller. Powell, the sophomore quarterback, and he'll hand it off to Miller, who's trying to get to the outside and was able to cut the corner on the far side of the field and pick up some yardage. Head to about the 34-yard line. So a nice gain. Miller able to get to the outside. Good quickness. He was able to turn that corner pretty quick. So time is up on this first quarter. We will take a break. Come back second quarter here on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Bank of Hillsboro is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. Still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsboro, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's second down and about two, I guess? Second down, about two coming up for North Mac from their own 34-yard line, I should say. Pass outside to Miller. It is complete. Far side of the field. I don't think he picked up. And now we got a flag, and I think it's going to be on the Vandals. I saw a push, and I got a feeling it's going to be on the Vandals. So no gain on the play. Sam Bowers had the tackle for the Vandals. A little bit of an issue here as they are facing away from us when they give the official call. And that is a personal foul penalty, so it is a 15-yard penalty against the Vandals. That's all Vandal push, and the officials saw it too, and it is a first down for North Mac, and they have their best field position of the night ahead to their own 49. So just underway second quarter, Vandals lead it 28-0. North Mac with the football at their own 49-yard line. It is back to Powell, drops back the pass. He's going deep. He's got a man, but he overthrew him incomplete. Intended receiver was Bricker, and McCarty was back there with him, far side of the field, and it'll bring up second down and 10 from their own 49 for the North Mac Panthers. Just underway, second quarter. Vandals lead it 28-0. So second down and 10 from their own 49. Second down and 10 from their own 49 for North Mac. Two receivers line up left, one right, one man in the backfield with Powell. Powell takes the snap, hands it off to Deering, and he basically got back to the line of scrimmage, and here comes another flag in. Coming in late, I'm not sure what that's for. Face mask. But they have not signaled on who. Oh. Against the Vandals? Yes, it is. So it's a face mask penalty against the Vandals. Now, this is of the non-injuring type. It's a 5-yard penalty. So it is a 5-yard penalty against the Vandals. So it is now third down and 5. Actually, we'd repeat the down. So it should be second and 5. Yeah, it'll be second down and 5. We'll repeat the down. Second down and 5 now for North Mac. So the Vandals with a couple of penalties on this drive. A personal foul penalty and now a face mask penalty. And it is second and 5 for North Mac. And they are into Vandal territory for the first time. And here comes another flag. And this is a false start. And that will give back the 5 yards on the face mask. So North Mac pushes back to a second and 10 now, back to their own 49. So back-to-back plays with penalties. Second down and 10. 10:50 remaining in the second quarter. Vandals lead it 28-0. Second down and 10 for North Mac. Foul from the pistol. Two receivers line up left, one right. Takes the snap, rolling right. Gets a pass away, middle of the field. It is caught by Bricker ahead to the 30. And it is a first down ahead for North Mac into Vandal territory ahead to the 30. So McCarty with the tackle. He had the coverage as Bricker with the completion from Powell. So it is a first and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 30. Powell hands it off. This is Deering, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. I'd say it'll be a second and 10. I'd say they're just going to give him to the line of scrimmage. Several Vandals in on that tackle. Looked like Bowers was in there. I think Hartley was in on that mix. Second down and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 30-yard line. 9 minutes, 45 seconds remaining first half. Vandals lead it 28 to nothing. Second down and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 30. Powell takes the snap. He rolls right. Gets a pass away, going deep. He's got a man near corner of the end zone, but it is incomplete. Near corner of the end zone, out of my vantage point, but it was incomplete. Going to bring up a third down, and we do have another flag down. Initial indication looked like it was against the Vandals. But we'll see. Yeah, it is. So a roughing the passer personal foul against the Vandals. That's another 15-yarder. So the Vandals have given... The Vandals have given North Mac 15 yards on two different penalties here. Two personal fouls. And so another first down for North Mac on this penalty. First down and 10 from the Vandal 15. Powell hands it off to Deering. And Deering tackled pretty much at the line of scrimmage. They have not gotten, really the only run they've got was when Miller was able to get to the outside on the sweep. Anything they've tried to go between the tackles, the Vandals have wrapped them up pretty quickly. Second down and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 15. So the Vandals have given them 30 yards, could say 35 yards in penalties. North Mac did get back that 5 yards with one of their own. It is second down and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 15-yard line. Assuming we had a timeout by somebody. I did not see by who. No timeouts are off the board, but we're just stopped. I don't know what we're stopped for. Now we're going. Okay. Well, we were just absolutely stopped for no reason. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 15. Powell, long count. Now looks to the sideline. 10 seconds on the play clock. Powell, long count still going, down to 4 seconds on the play clock, down to 2, and now they're going to have to use the timeout. So now they are going to use the timeout. So they do use a timeout here. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Also offering $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call Rock Bottom Tire, 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. 8 minutes, 38 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals lead it 28 to nothing. North Mac has the football at the Vandal 15. It is second down and 10. Vandals have had two personal foul penalties that have given North Mac 30 yards on this drive. They've got one first down on a completion and then two more on penalties. Powell takes the snap, pass away, caught by Keegan Miller. And he's going to be brought down at about the 7-yard line on the near side of the field. Miller got a lot of speed. Miller, a sophomore running back. And he's got nice speed. And it's ahead to the 7-yard line, so it's going to bring up a third down for North Mac, but they are definitely in four down territory. So a third down and 3. Powell to Deering, trying to get to the outside and not able to do it. Then he tried to cut back kind of off right tackle, and he's going to be brought down, maybe picked up a yard. That is Sam Bowers with the tackle. And it'll bring up a fourth down and three. Fourth down and three coming up for North Mac. Scoreboard says it's at the 13. The ball's at about the 8. Fourth down and three. Powell from the shotgun takes the snap. Rolls left. Still rolling. Gets a pass away. It is incomplete. The Vandals will take over. So the Vandals did not break. And they will take over on downs at their own 8. So the Vandals take over at their own 8-yard line with 7 minutes, 16 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals did not have the ball here in the second quarter. Scored a touchdown, 19 seconds to go in the first. And then North Mac has had it for a pretty long drive here. 7:16 remaining in the second quarter, and the Vandals will take over. Three receivers will line up right, one left. The one man to the left is Depew. It is Colburn, Casey, and McCarty to the right. Stump ball from the pistol. He's got Hinton, actually from the shotgun with Hinton to his right. Takes the snap. Gives it. Nope, going to pass instead. He's got a man. Incomplete. It was Andrew Casey off his hands at about the 35-yard line. Andrew a little slow to get up. Andrew looks like he could be in some pain here. He is slow to get up. Vandals trainer Chris Whitten comes out to check on him. Well, he went down immediately. He did not come up with the catch, got tackled. And he is down right now, and I'm not sure what the issue is. It looks like he's working on his left leg, left foot. And now Coach Reinhart comes out. Coach Casey, Coach Clay came out momentarily. And now Coach Reinhart out talking with him while trainer Chris Whitten does his work. So Andrew went down. He was brought down as he was attempting to make that catch. And it'll be a second down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 8 coming up in just a moment. Andrew has been a valuable piece for the Vandals. Of course, he started a quarterback the first 2 weeks, played very well, and has been a very valuable receiver. Came up with that big catch, and looks like he's okay. Walking gingerly, but walking nonetheless to the sideline. Andrew's also the punter for the Vandals, and he has been an excellent punter. Kind of stretching out his left hand a little bit, too, so maybe just jammed things a little bit. He's limping a little, but for the most part, definitely better than what I was thinking for a moment. So it'll be a second down and 10, and Chris Whitten will keep working on Andrew on the left leg, left ankle, left calf area. Can't really tell where, but somewhere on his left leg. So it is second down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball at their own 8-yard line. Three receivers line up right, one left. Quentin Stumbaugh gives a handoff. This is to Hinton. Dillon's going to be able to get some room, get it out to about the 16, 17-yard line near side of the field. The Vandals need a little breathing room there. And that's ahead at the 17, so it'll bring up a third down and about a yard. Third down and about 1 coming up. So good run by Dillon Hinton. Six minutes, 41 seconds remaining. I don't know why the clock does not stop. I don't think. Vandals are shuffling some guys in and out, and they're a little slow here. Three receivers do line up on the right side. Lucas Bowers in there as a receiver now for the Vandals. Connor Depew, the receiver to the left. Three receivers line up right. Stumbaugh in the shotgun with Dillon Hinton in the backfield with him. And now we're ready to go. I don't know. It seems like we've had a lot of delays, and I don't know what any of them are about. But the play clock is going, and the game clock is going now. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Pass is away to Colburn. And he's ahead to about the 21. That should be, I believe, enough for the first down. Or did they say? No, they said they had the first. My apologies. They had the first down a moment ago. I didn't think he got enough. That is a little bit out of my vision. And I think they measured there to get the measure that they had the first down. So now it's a second down and about seven. Like I said, there's a little bit of an area out of my vision here. Dropping back, Stumbaugh flips it out into the hands of Connor DePew. He's looking for room. He's got a lot of it in front of him. He's ahead to midfield, to the 45, to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown for Connor DePew. Stumbaugh to DePew, and the Vandals back on the board. Stumbaugh to DePew. I'll go with 75 yards as I was a little shaky on where the ball was at the 520 mark here in the second quarter. And the Vandals lead it 34-0, pending the extra point. Cole Durbin back to attempt the extra point for the Vandals. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Vandals now extend the lead to 35-0. 35-0, the Vandals on top of North Mac. Take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So Cole Durbin kicks it away at the 25. North Mac comes up with the catch and brought down at about the 35-yard line. And the receiving touchdowns in a season, Connor DePew just set that record. So that touchdown breaks the record, receiving touchdowns in a season for Connor DePew. So he sets the record here tonight. He's already had a big one tonight. So here is Powell, hands it off to Miller. And nothing there at all for Miller. So Miller has given them some good plays, good runs, good catch. He is a sophomore, got some speed, got to the outside on one run, cut the corner on a sweep. And it's second down and 11. He loses a yard there, and North Mac has it at their own 34. Second down and 11 from their own 34-yard line. Vandals lead it 35-0. 4 minutes and 35 seconds remaining until halftime. Powell from the shotgun, two receivers each side, man in motion right to left. And now we've got a flag thrown. We have had millions of flags already tonight. It has been a flag-filled. It is a false start. So second down and 16 after the penalty. Second down and 16 coming up for North Mac. Ball at their own 29. Powell takes the snap, drops back, flings it up. It is deep and nearly intercepted. Connor DePue got his hands on it. He was the closest man to it. It was intended for Caden Casey. That'll bring up third down and 16 for North Mac. Third down and 16 coming up for North Mac. 4 minutes, 4 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Third down and 16 from their own 29. Three receivers will line up right. One left, Keegan Miller in the backfield with Powell. He takes the snap, drops back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, and he's going to be brought down. A couple of vandals in on it. Bowers in on it. On the sack, and along in there was Gunner Major. So the vandals with the sack, and it'll bring up a fourth down for North Mac. And they will be forced to punt. Caden Casey drops back to punt. Speaking of punters, Andrew Casey is up and walking on the sideline, so I think he is better. Casey gets away the kick, pushes Colburn back, and he's just going to have to run it down. It was a good kick, and he's just going to let it roll, and the Vandals will have the ball all the way back inside their own five. So Colburn didn't want to risk it, as North Mac was in pursuit, and that ball just kept rolling, taking North Mac bounces. And Colburn just let it go after it got over his head initially. So a good punt from Caden Casey. Got over the head of Colburn, and once it did, it took several good bounces for North Mac. And then once Colburn got back to it, he didn't want to chance it with a lot of North Mac guys around, and just let it roll dead. So the Vandals will have it at their own four. The Vandals with the ball at their own four-yard line. 3 minutes, 13 seconds remaining until halftime. Quentin Stumball from the shotgun. Going to run it himself, and he didn't get much. Not much at all. As he gets tripped up, probably just to the line of scrimmage, second down and 10. I think he lost a yard, so it's going to bring up second and 11. Dylan Hinton coming back in and running back. Brody Matthews was in on that play. McCarty also will come out. Andrew Casey back out there. He's one of the receivers to the right. Two receivers, Colburn and DePue to the left. It's a second and 11. Stumball from the end zone. Going to go deep. Got a man. It is DePue, but he can't hang on. Connor got a little bit of separation from the man defended in Miller, but could not hang on to the pass, and it's going to bring up a third down and about 11 for the Vandals. They're down at about 12, actually, from the three. So the Vandals went home run, and it was there, just couldn't quite make the connection. Third down and 12 from their own three now. So Vandals faced with a third down and long deep in their own territory. 2 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in this second quarter. The Vandals lead it 35 to nothing. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar Tyler dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders, also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. So the Vandals face with a third down and 12 from their own 3. So a third down and 12 from their own 3. Quentin Stumball from the shotgun. The Vandals bunched up this time. Quentin's going to keep it himself, but he gets to the outside, and he's got some room, and he has got all kinds of room. He's across midfield. 40, 35, touchback, 25, 20. Finally, a couple of North Mac men are going to bring him down at the 20-yard line. It is a 77-yard run. There is a flag down, but it's right here in front at the 29, and now he's waving it off. So a huge run. So they wave off the flag. What a huge run by Quentin Stumball. The Vandals had it all the way back at their 3, run it all the way to the 20 of North Mac. So a 77-yard run, and the Vandals are first and 10 from the North Mac 20. Two receivers line up each side, one man in the backfield, that is Matthews. Stumball from the pistol, takes the snap, hands it off to Matthews. He is able to move ahead to about the 15-yard line on a 5-yard pickup for Brody Matthews. Brody Matthews in for the run there. And it'll bring up a second down at about 5. Great run by Quentin Stumball. One that you get worn out on. It was that long. Second down and about 6, they say, from the North Mac 16. We have a minute, 18 seconds remaining in the first half. Vandals lead it 35-0. Stumball takes the snap, fakes the handoff, gets a pass to Colburn. He's able to get around one man. He's got some room. He's going to the corner of the end zone, diving for the pylon. Did he get in? I have not seen a signal, so I think he must have come up just short. So it looks like down to about the 1, maybe. He dove for the pylon in the near corner, but does not get the touchdown, so it's going to bring up a first and goal for the Vandals. Got to be at about the, can't be much deeper than the 1, can it? A lot of confusion. Now what are they saying? Now they're saying it is a touchdown. Well, this officiating crew has been kind of a knockoff. So it's going to be a 16-yard run after the catch. Stumball to Colburn. Cramping my style here, too. You know, took away a good call. This comes with 1 minute exactly remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals now lead it 41-0 pending the extra points. Jordan Colburn in with the touchdown, and this kick is up and good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now lead it 42-0. 42-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
So the kickoff, and North Mac brings it back out to about their own 34, 55 seconds on the clock. Vandals lead it 42-0. And North Mac will have it at their own 34-yard line. So Colburn, that was a 16-yard touchdown. They debated about it forever. before finally signaling, yes, it was a touchdown. Powell from the shotgun takes a snap, little hitch and go. Now he's going to run with it, and he'll be tackled at about the 39-yard line, pickup of about five. Now the flag down. Lucas Bowers with the tackle. Looks like North Mac's going to take a timeout. What's the flag for? What's the flag for? They threw the flag where the tackle was. I didn't see anything there. They're debating. I've seen no signal whatsoever. North Mac uses a timeout here. They're trying to see what in the world the penalty. It's against the Vandals. So a face mask against the Vandals. It's a 5-yard face mask. So that's going to give North Mac a first down. Ahead to the 44. A lot of penalties in this first half. My goodness. And a lot of confusion with the penalties. There's not been a lot of flow to this game, let's be honest. Timeouts for the Vandals brought to you in part by K Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. 50 seconds remaining in the first half. And a first down now for North Mac ahead to their own 44-yard line. First down and 10 from their own 44. Powell takes the snap. He is in trouble, flushed out of the pocket, rolling, far side of the field, and he's just going to go out of bounds at about the 40. So that's going to be a loss of about 4 yards. Second down and 14. No flags, I don't think. I hate to be critical, but, man, there's been just a ton of flags and a lot of indecision. It's a 5-yard loss, actually, back to the 39. Second down and 15 for North Mac. 41 seconds remaining. Three receivers line up right, one left. They're going left to right here in this quarter. Powell in trouble, and he's going to be brought down. Back at the 34, Bryce Hartlieb in on the sack. And the clock rolling inside 30 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Down to 20 seconds on the clock. Vandals lead it 42-0 as we near halftime. 42-0. Two receivers line up left. One right, Powell. From the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off. This is Keegan Miller. And he's ahead to about the 37, where he is tackled and brought down, and that is the end of the first half. So the Vandals with a 42-0 lead here at halftime. And we will be in running clock for the second half. The Vandals, one, will have the ball coming out. Second half, two, will be in continuous clock in the second half as the Vandals have a 40-plus point lead at this point in time. 42-0 is our score here at halftime. The Vandals leading the North Mac Panthers. We will take a break here on WKRV.